following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Ahead of what's expected to be a busy holiday travel season amid this pandemic, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is raising concerns because of the number of TSA agents who have yet to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Schumer called on the TSA to develop a contingency plan and increase its vaccination rate before the November 22nd deadline, when all federal employees are expected to be fully vaccinated. According to Schumer, he said the TSA is reporting 40% of their workforce remain unvaccinated from COVID-19. Protests against California's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for schools were held across the state by both parents and employees yesterday, prompting some disruptions at San Diego County schools. There were at least 5 protest rallies in San Diego County, some parents pulling their kids out of class, others holding protest signs next to their parents. Here's one protester's comment.
We want the freedom of choice. I mean, we shouldn't be forced to take something that we don't want.
But off camera, NBC7 spoke with several parents who favored the COVID vaccine requirements. As of Monday, 80% of eligible San Diego County residents are now fully vaccinated. The woman who was pulled from her burning Santee home by a team of neighbors and Good Samaritans just moments after an airplane crashed into it shared a message of gratitude from her hospital bed. Maria Morris spoke through gauze and bandages covering up her face. The thank you message was recorded by her son from her hospital bed. He said his parents suffered second and third degree burns to their faces, their heads, and their bodies. You can watch Morris's message on NBC7.com. Search the words Santee plane crash. If you're thinking about the holidays, consumers should be thinking about buying your Christmas tree early. And this year in particular, you might have better luck with real trees. The real tree industry seems to be in good shape despite our droughts and record temperatures in the western portion of the United States this summer. But the artificial tree trade has been hit especially hard by supply line snares. About 85% of plastic trees bought here in the U.S. are imported from China. And this season, prices are expected to be up 20 to 30%. That's according to the American Christmas Tree Association. And since we're on the subject of the holidays, attention Walmart shoppers. Walmart Plus members will get early access to Black Friday deals this holiday season. Walmart is betting it can use that perk to boost its membership, particularly at a time when many holiday shoppers are already worried about out-of-stock merchandise. Walmart will dangle discounts on giant TVs and those air fryers and Legos this holiday season. The program's members will be first in line for Black Friday deals. Those customers can start shopping online sales 4 hours earlier than other shoppers throughout the month of November. Best Buy is also dangling a similar holiday sales perk for its consumers to sign up for its subscription service called Total Tech. Cooler weather ahead. Here's Sheena with your First Alert forecast.
Good Tuesday morning. We're off to a better start than we were yesterday. We don't have all the clouds around. We don't have a chance of rain either. So it's going to be nice and sunny today and dry. High temperatures will still be pretty cool at the coast after a cold start this morning. 67 for a high near the beaches today. If you're at the beaches, wave heights will be around 2 to 4 feet with a moderate risk for rip currents. For the inland valleys, we'll be around 70 for a high today with sunny skies. For the mountains and deserts, we won't be as windy as we were yesterday. Mountains will be around 60, deserts near 80 degrees, and we will have a gradual warming trend through just about Thursday. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. Bob Baffert, the Hall of Fame trainer who was suspended from Churchill Downs for 2 years after his Kentucky Derby winning horse Medina Spirit failed a post-race drug test, can now enter horses in the Breeders' Cup next month at Del Mar. But he has to meet certain conditions, including stricter out-of-competition testing of his horses and greater security at his barn. The conditions are the results of a review by the Breeders' Cup Board to decide Baffert's participation in the World Championships on November 5th and 6th. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe. I'm Marianne Cushy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.